Pamela Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've been talking during these radio commentaries and in my new book called Who Killed the American Family about the legal concept called the best interest of the child. In recent years, those have been the magic words that let judges make decisions that rightfully should be made by a child's parents. A recent oral argument in the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court shows just how easy it is for judges to use the best interest of the child phrase to enact their personal preferences. This case was about same-sex marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin. Judge Richard Posner attacked the lawyers defending those bans by pointing to the children of the gay couples. The judge demanded, "These children would be better off if their parents could marry, right? It's obvious." Such a question shows how arrogant and out of touch judicial supremacists can be. Centuries of experience and scientific data show that children do best when they live with a mom and a dad. If we followed Judge Posner's reasoning, more children would grow up without enjoying the stability provided by the nuclear family. If he really favored a child's best interest, he would be leading the charge for traditional marriage. But Judge Posner has seized on a few words to overthrow entire laws. He threatened to undo laws that actually protect the interests of children. With the phrase, the best interest of the child, a judge's power has no limit. He can remake laws, imprison people, and impose onerous penalties based on his own personal preferences and prejudices instead of on any law passed by our elected representatives. Instead of giving judges this invitation to abuse their power, we should return responsibility for a child's best interest back to his own parents.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power and freedom is lost. To get your copy of the book, Who Killed the American Family, autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 11-11-14. And I've got on the other end, out in Arizona, Jeff Bennett. Oh, how you doing, Jeff?
Today, John, I'm beat.
I'm doing all right, but I'm pretty tired out. Just a lot going on here, and got grandkids over here for Veterans Day, and we've actually gotten to do absolutely nothing that we intended to do today. One's got a major homework project, which is interesting because, to share a brief story, to tell you how ignorant the educators in this country are, they gave the kids in his class a book to read, but they never said the name of the title. They just gave the book to the kids. And living here in Arizona, as where you live, a largely Hispanic influence, my granddaughter looked at the book and thought the name of it was Tequila Mockingbird. And you know, this is a major project she's got, but the whole thing about tequila, without the teacher saying it's to kill a mockingbird, was simply amazing. Teachers should get fired. So we didn't get accomplished today what we needed to, and I still have miles to go before I sleep. What's going on down in Round Rock?
I thought you were going to tell me. You're the all-knowing and all-seeing out there.
Oh. I'll tell you, it has been a little over a month since I did a program at RBN, closing out Protecting Your Wealth, and to watch what's happened in the marketplace. Metals continue to go down, and yet now we see a wide range of headlines that are escalating every day. The latest, of course, is over this UBS bank, and everybody can make their own determination what the terms UBS stand for, and I think it's apropos for a bank. Gold rigging settlement with UBS. UBS has agreed to a settlement over the gold rigging, the manipulation of the price of gold and silver. When do other banks follow suit? Will they admit to the manipulation? So that was one very interesting piece I'm looking at. Another one that asks the question or poses the headline, the most important question about gold and silver's price suppression is answered. You know, we're not going to have time to get into all of that. These are things I'm going to hold for website programming, etc. But when you begin to see that many articles and the number of articles that I've come across in just the last half an hour or 15 minutes that get into this whole manipulation. What else is being manipulated? The stock market, the unemployment numbers, of course, the not just the value of gold and silver, but the alleged value of the dollar. I just finished an hour ago concluding a transaction for a very old and dear client who her whole reason for getting into gold ownership years ago had to do with my mic is rubbing against something. No, I've been going through something unusual. I don't know what it's rubbing against. It's nowhere near my mouth, and I don't think it's rubbing down the computer anyway. I lost track of where I was, John.
The woman that bought gold.
And you know, her whole reason, she began to work with me many years ago, and all of a sudden decided to pick up more gold, and she's done very little silver. She's got enough silver, but gold is what she wants. She's got children. She's got grandchildren. She and I are about the same age. We have much to share in common. Of course, John, you're a couple years younger, so, you know.
it's not the years, my friend. It's the money.
Yeah, you're right. Right. And, but, you know, would you, you know, John, you and I have known each other for nearly 20 years, and it is interesting the client relations that one in my business develops. The business being chiefly a broker, and I hate the term, but a broker of precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, copper, whatever the case may be. And it's like you have a degree of trust with listeners. Listeners come to RBN because they trust the words that come out of the mouths of the broadcasters, and they trust the guy who's heading it up. And you know what? Some don't trust the guy that's heading up, but there's those that don't trust me for what I do. You know, you cannot satisfy all people all the time, but you do your best. And when you've got clients you've been doing business with for 13, 15, 20 years or whatever that continue to come back, it's because you've never failed them. You've always been there and provided the product that they've wanted to acquire, and yet in our particular case, we have offered a range of products. She came to me some days ago with the determination to spend about X number of dollars, and I wanted to take a look at this, take a look at that. So we took a look at a few things and gave some suggestions to her that she absolutely loved. And it worked out very, very well because obviously I know what her portfolio consists of now. We don't want to get too heavy in one area. Let's continue to diversify within without getting stupid. And, you know, people don't keep coming back if they don't have that trust factor. I've taken care of her son. I've taken care of other family members. From a personal standpoint, John, I think the majority of the business that I do today is not as much existing clients as it is referrals to new clients by those existing clients. And there's obviously good reason for it. So trust is a key factor.
It's
a big, big word. And yet how can we trust the bankers? How can we trust the politicians? I'm so livid over this so-called selection process that this nation went through last week. Nothing surprises me that came out of it. Like what? Anybody really thought that the Democrats were going to maintain control of the Senate? Why does it matter?
Yeah.
They've turned it over to the Republicans and Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell. Oh, they look like twins anyway. Mitch McConnell runs in his state of Kentucky based on that we are going to repeal Obamacare, where the Republicans are going to throw it out, we're going to rout it out, we're going to be over and done with it. And hours after it was confirmed his reelection, the cat's backsliding. Well, you know, we're going to start taking a close look at certain aspects and things that we can straighten up and strengthen up. And you sorry political son of a buck. Whose fault is that? Is it McConnell's? Is it Reid's, Pelosi's? Is it Obama's? No, it's we the people. We have cast our vote, John. We've gone back to shack up with Rip Van Winkle, and we'll come out in time for the big election 2 years from now and make the same damn mistakes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got the character out there in Arizona, John McCain. He's testing the waters. He's thinking about rerunning in 2016.
And I think what he has been talking about, you know, there was a time he was announcing that this was going to be his last senatorial deal and his last hurrah. And what he's telling the people of Arizona is he's seriously contemplating running for his Senate seat again. And frankly, I wish he would, but I wish he'd do it from some other state. The SOB has caused enough damage in this state. He's done nothing for the people of Arizona.
Why
but then very, very few elected officials do anything for their state.
They're why would you, Jeff, I got to go to break here, but why would you wish somebody like this on any other state? Well, wait a minute. Maybe
I
Massachusetts.
I say it facetiously. Yeah, they're used to his kind.
There you go. Hold on a second. We got to take a break. Jeff Bennett is with me. We'll be right back.
Thirty-five percent of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Yeah, the latest wrinkle, Jeff, is apparently we're going to do bail-ins. Well, not really bail-ins. what we're going to do is start taking people's retirement funds. We're going to take their 401ks. A portion of that will have to be given up in order to buy what they're describing here as a risk-free type of bonds. And when I see this, the only thing that comes to mind is Cyprus.
I don't disagree with that. I about the time that I took off for this trip, and for the audience that may not be aware of it, in late June, I moved into my son's home for the general purpose of some renovation and prep to sell the house. And this has turned out to be a much larger project than I expected. But it's also turned out to be a labor of love, and it is my goal to buy this place and move in here. Hmm. I literally will cut my monthly expenses in half. And there's nothing wrong with that in these day and times. But there's a reason I bring all that up. In this time period, we know, and John, we've known this years ago, when the banks were allowed to relax the amount of reserves that they held for their depositors, cash reserves. And it was at one time, I believe, 7% and then 5%, and then it dropped to 2% under, I don't know, Dodd-Frank or one of these darn bills. I can't think right now. It's been a long day, and I'm not clearly clear-headed today. But they were able to drop down to 2%. Well, with all the hullabaloo over QE, which is now announced it's over, and the 2008 financial collapses, the negotiations have forced the banks to raise their reserves to 5% again. However, there's some interesting caveats that would lead one to have major concern, and it's the things you're bringing up. Amongst those reserves is not just cash. They are allowed to have bonds as part of those reserves. Not necessarily good, high-quality negotiable bonds, but the bank is allowed to hold their own bonds in the reserves. No guarantee that they're going to be as marketable as, let's say, a U.S. Treasury might be today. In addition to that, they are allowed to own and maintain as part of the reserves their own company stock. Now, how is this reserves? How can that guarantee they're going to have 5%? If I'm a depositor, I don't want them handing me shares of their stock. I don't want them handing me their bonds. Bonds have proven in many cases to wind up being absolutely worthless, as have stocks. And if this is the idea, the banking industry's idea, which of course is all tied to Wall Street, which controls all the idiots that we have, quote, serving us in Congress, this is scary stuff, and it follows suit with a conversation I had with a client of mine in Hawaii some months ago who had sold her home for a sizable amount of money, bought a very large amount of gold, the largest single purchase I've ever done in 20 years, and her concern is she didn't trust the banks. She deposited her money in a series of different banks, instantly wrote checks for $400,000 to my firm out of two different banks. It took close to 2 weeks for those checks to clear. That's safety and security in the bank. Why? Because the banks didn't know me? It's not their business to know me. It's their business to serve their clients who made a decision to do transactions with anybody. She could have been buying old collector's comic books for all I care. It's not the bank's darn business. The problem is the banks feel that it's their money, not your money.
Well, and it's funny you should mention that, because at my bank, they have gotten to know me, and they will not hold checks. Now, most banks, and everybody always wants to know, you know, I mean, banks are there to do what? Well, they're a check clearing place. That's what they're supposed to do.
But I thought they were a check kiting place.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of strange because the question always comes up, okay, well, those are funds available eventually, but they're being held on to the bank for 5, 7, 10, maybe 2 weeks. But this particular bank has gotten to know me, and even though it's a foreign check, even though it's a check, say, generated in Canada, they will not hold it. They'll clear it for me immediately. Now, most people don't have relationships like that with their banks because they have policy, and their policy dictates it doesn't matter who your client is. This is the procedure for check clearing. And the fascinating thing about this, and think about this, Jeff. Okay, say I write you a check for X number of dollars. Now, I'm not going to send you a bad check. Hopefully by the time you cash it, it will clear, but I'm not going to send you a bad check. The funds were there. This is a negotiating instrument. So I send you the check. When you receive that check, funds were there when I wrote the check, how hard would it be to verify that check with funds available in the bank that it was drawn on? You could do it like that.
Well, John, we have to go back to the mid-90s when we first began to work together. And at that point in time, the banking industry, once again through legislative process of Congress, kind of changed the laws. You remember in the old days, you could write a check to pay your electric bill. You knew you had at least two or three float days. And they ended all of that because in this electronic age, these days of computer, and let's be honest, we're far more advanced today than we were 18, 19 years ago. There is no reason. In certain instances in the old days, you might have walked into J.P. Morgan, the Pirates Bank, with a check for $50,000 and you knew your local banker. They knew you. They'd pick up the phone. They would call the issuing bank to verify that funds were available. Well, they no longer have the time to do that. And you know what? They don't need to because, I had a woman walk into the bank last Wednesday. She deposited a $20,000 check, directly into my account, which is a far more rapid way of getting things taken care of. You know that those funds were clear the next morning. They were cleared at midnight that very same night. I wired them out to the supplier the next day, and her goods shipped out on Friday. So she placed an order, late in the evening on a Wednesday night or late in the afternoon, and her goods ship on a Friday afternoon. That's pretty darn good. That's how I like to do it. But that's the electronic age. But it seems that a lot of banks only want to play that one-sided. When it comes to your making a deposit, many of the banks want to hold those funds. Well, we need clearance time. We don't know this client. We don't know this. But this particular bank doesn't work very well with the rest of we banks in the American Banking Association chain. These ABA banks don't like dealing with private banks. And there are legitimate private banks out there. And that is what my client ran into with the two Hawaiian branches. So it's spooky stuff. We're all being manipulated six ways to Sunday. One of the pieces I'm looking at this afternoon was interesting because it's, when gasoline prices started dropping here about 2 weeks ago, man, the headlines were great. Wow, you're going to save $720 a year on fuel. Yeah, but there's another kind of fuel. It's what you put in your body. And the food costs, the increase in food costs, are completely eating into the consumer savings at the pump. So we are getting pumped both ways.
You got that right. Hey, you're going to be back on Monday, right?
Yes. If I live that long, I will be back on Monday. Yeah.
I'm sure that you will. All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it, my friend.
You got it, brother. We'll see you then. Take care.
Okay, sir. All right. Take a break. Come back on the other side. News and information coming your way, and we might even take some phone calls. 800-313-9443.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no reason it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do it over it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
You know, I'm listening to the verbiage. I am listening to the words that are being spoken. And I'll tell you what. The supposed brighter minds in this country that are supposed to be conservative talk show hosts still parroting the left-right paradigm that somehow our side of the aisle is better than the other. And we've got ideas. Well, you heard what Bennett said, and I knew exactly how this scenario was playing out. I, right in the throes of Tuesday's election, I heard them, the Republicans, saying, hey, you know, hey, we're going to do away with Obamacare. You know, that's the mandate of the people. And then almost immediately, what do I hear? We need to maybe take a second look at this, and maybe we can salvage this. That's right. We'll do a redo on Obamacare. forget the fact that the government can't mandate you to do squat. Oh, and these exchanges that are in the states, the Obamacare exchanges, they really don't exist per se. And how many people have signed up on those exchanges? Not very many. I'll tell you where the collapse of Obamacare is going to come. The collapse of Obamacare is going to come when people are not going to participate. They're either not going to sign up on the exchanges. They're not going to take seriously the threats of the government that will fine you if you do not do this. Let them try to do this. Let the ire of the American people come to the forefront. How many people are not paying the IRS? Last figures I saw, 60% of the population is not paying the IRS. And there's a number of reasons for that, but the main reason is people have discovered that it's a voluntary system. They really don't owe that money that the IRS says that they do. It's an unapportioned tax, and it's not constitutional. Okay? It's just, thank you very much for participating in the world's most, what did the 1040 booklet say years ago when I read it? Thanks for taking the time to read this and participating in the world's best voluntary tax system. I don't see where it's that voluntary. When the IRS tells businesses you will deduct, does the employer ever give you the money and then you decide to give it back to them so the IRS can claim it? FICA, doesn't matter what it is. You have no say in that. Oh, you can take tax deductions, but then you got to explain yourself to the IRS, to an agency that shouldn't even exist in the first place. And remember what we had before we had the income tax. Well, we used to tax things that came into this country from foreign markets. And for a lot of years, we were able to run a government on that, until somebody's better idea of a better idea is to grow the government to absolutely huge, and I mean absolutely huge, numbers. So very briefly, what do I hear during this election cycle? Oh, tax cuts. Yeah, we got to do tax cuts. The American people deserve a break. Now, if you actually believe that's going to happen, I've got some prime real estate. It's a little submerged right now, but I got some prime real estate. Maybe one of these years, due to global warming, the swampland that I have down in Florida will be dry. Do you want to buy it now, or do you want to wait? And I'm hearing democracy, democracy, democracy. Now, it very well may be that this country has been turned into a democracy. But that's not what they swear to when they go into office, do they? I don't swear to protect and defend, the Constitution is in there, but for the democracy for which it stands. And look at the Republicans. We were guaranteed a Republican form of government. We weren't guaranteed that a political party takes the word Republican. You know, they used to be Whigs. And everybody seems to forget. I'm listening to some really bizarre socialist-driven programming on Sirius XM. The propaganda, the words, the terms that are being used, the extreme right, and how volatile and hateful they are. Hateful. How can people that want the government to pay attention to the rule book and that are pointing a finger and crying foul because the socialists / communists have taken over, without entering into any sort of dialogue or argument, if you will? It's just that these people are just hateful. Hateful. They're extreme. Well, we've turned this government into a secular government. We have turned the school systems into secular little instruments of propaganda, conveyance. We have dumbed them down through K-1, through their graduate years in college. People don't even realize what has taken place. They don't have a clue. Will it be a breeze getting this country back? For every grand plan that has been implemented has failed miserably. Every one of them. Every government-sponsored program that they have ever done has been ineffective. It has been monumentally expensive. And the net results are what? We had a war on ignorance in this country. Yet we see what these learning institutions are putting out. Ignorant kids. Notice I didn't say stupid. I said ignorant. We've had a war on drugs. How's that worked out for us? The only thing that this has done is given the state more power to control and regulate. That's all that it has done. We have been in a business of wealth distribution through welfare programs. You know, I can remember years ago, I had a friend in Ohio, and he ran the Head Start program. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm not doing anything. I'll give you a hand. So I would take crews out to winterize poor people's homes. Was that a bad thing to do? No, because the people's homes that I visited, these people weren't living high off the hog. They weren't collecting welfare. They were just barely making ends meet. And when a hard winter up north hits, your heating bills go through the roof. Well, we would actually go in with sheets of Lexan, put up channels, framing that Lexan that you could detach. And during the warmer months, you could remove that. I'll tell you what, I've never seen anything seal a window better than that did. But I took part in it because it had a positive impact on people's lives, at least old people trying to stay warm during the winter. But you see, that was a program that was run. It was funded, but that was a program that was run locally. But the wealth distribution programs that I've seen to combat poverty, the only thing that it's done is created more poverty. The only thing that it has done is created more malaise. The only thing that it's done is disconnected these people from an economy, from a culture, and from a society. The class warfare has been created by the very people that said that we're here to stamp out ignorance and poverty. They just grew it at an exponential rate. 800-313-9443, heading into the last segment of this edition of the National Intel Report.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now your money is just about worthless. And the Fed will keep printing more and more money. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By buying gold before your cash is worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? Well, by buying 1 gram at a time. This is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65 or 50 euros, you can trade in your almost worthless cash for something real, something you can hold. Carrot bars. Which keeps its value and can be stored securely and is easily accessible just like a savings account. But an account backed by your gold. Carrot Bars International, a savings account you can count on.
Carrot Bars, the affordable, portable, and storable secure gold currency. For more information about Carrot Bars and how to acquire Carrot Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. I am thoroughly disgusted today being Veterans Day. Obama's at Arlington Cemetery placing the wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier. The stock market was open, which I'm blown away that they can't take a day from their greed to recognize the soldiers. And then I kept to think back about a comment that Secretary of State Henry Kissinger had made, how the American soldier is a dumb animal to be used to enforce or carry out foreign policy. And that hasn't changed, has it?
No, it has not.
I think it's despicable that the Wall Street could not close for Veterans Day. They just had to keep making money. It's amazing.
Well, and, for play devil's advocate for a second, the troops are over there, they're serving their country, they come home to what? There are no jobs.
Right.
You have the Homeland Security chieftain declaring that we can't trust these guys, even though we trained to kill, for them to kill. That's what military does. And then complain the fact that once they're over there, that they come back to the United States and they could possibly be radicalized, so we've got to watch these guys.
Yep.
And then, of course, we had, in the middle of all this, we had the VA debacle. Here's another bloated enterprise by the government that they can't run efficiently and effectively if somebody held a gun to their head. So what do the U.S. servicemen come home to? Chaos, no jobs. We have 22 of these guys a day killing themselves, committing hara-kiri.
Yeah. Coming back damaged goods. It's really sad. Really sad.
It is. But there doesn't seem to be, it's a bottomless pit, and they're going to the extremes, not a norm of what they would accept into the military ranks. They're putting anybody in anything. And when they can't fill that obligation, they just go out and hire mercenaries.
Yeah.
It's sad. I haven't really spoken about Veterans Day today, nor I've made a conscious decision not to talk about it. Because what is there to talk about?
Right.
It's disgusting. These people should never have been put in harm's way, let alone being sent to countries for what reasons there's no argument here. They're nation building.
Yeah. I knew this was going to happen a while back. It was during the George Senior's administration, where he had, Secretary of Defense at that time. He had decided to decommission probably close to 100 bases in the United States and focus it on foreign land. Of course, that was all meant to be able to take over other countries' economies and resources. And, it was kind of spelled out then. It was, what am I thinking of? What's his name?
Bill Clinton?
No, it wasn't Bill Clinton. It was the Secretary of Defense. It was under George Senior. See his face.
Sort of, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. But nobody else does.
What was that?
I said, but nobody else does.
Yeah, it'll come to me after I got off the phone. But, sure. That was planned out, just like the Project for New American Century. This was all planned out and carried out, and then nation building is where we are today. And I just want to see that cycle broken.
Yeah.
How
do we get control of our government back? That unto itself is a daunting task, and I have yet to hear anybody come up with a game plan in which to do that, short of arming ourselves and having a revolution.
Yeah. I'm not even sure an economic collapse could be a reset button, to be honest with you. I think they'd still be in control. You remember they bought, 1.7 billion rounds of ammunition and all these other weaponry things they gave to the local police forces, and I'm not sure that could even be the reset an economic collapse. I'm sure that could work.
Well, but here's the problem: the very same people that would cause that collapse would still be there after the collapse, and they would be the ones doing the rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
It is the system that is bad. It is the fiat money system that is bad. And there is no amount of reforming, there is no amount of tweaking that's going to alter a broken program. And that is broken. And we've seen it repeated in throughout history.
Right.
Any country that picks up that funny money script,
right,
they lay it down by 100 years because it's inherently broken. It breaks itself.
Yeah.
But here we are, 101 years into this. This is almost half this country's history. And look what the private enterprise, the private corporation for profit, has done.
Right.
You know, I mean, how do we stop this? How do we throw the people in office that are protecting the criminals? How do we do that?
Yeah, you know, I think the founding fathers never thought that we would have career politicians. That was the first start of the decline, what was about to happen, because these people are working for themselves or working for lobbyist corporations, and that's not working for you and I. So that's the beginning of the downfall. That start right there. No, just career politicians in general was the downslide.
Yeah. Well, and we have nobody in Washington, D.C., save for Ron Paul, and he's out of Congress now, that spelled it out exactly what it is.
Right.
And now we have nobody.
Right.
I mean, even Dennis Kucinich, he's not in office anymore. At least he was on the other side of the aisle. And he was parroting the same words that Ron Paul was.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, pat's on the back to you for bringing Erskine overnight on. That's a nice alternative at nighttime. Listen to him.
Yeah, and, you know, we're trying to land another program, and the thing is going sideways. We're trying to get it back on track, but plan B would be to make Erskine Monday through Friday and truly make him 9 to midnight or Erskine overnight.
You know, you're going to piss off George Nuri, you know.
Well, do you know, the funny thing about this is that Erskine was initially sought after rather than he to do the overnight show. And it was going to be Erskine. It wasn't going to be the other guy that took
right.
over. You know,
right.
And that's fascinating that Clear Channel was looking at him to, instead of George Nuri, they were looking at Erskine. And I know. I now know the reason why.
Right.
This guy's a pro.
Yeah. Hey, John B. Wells, is that still a possibility, or is that?
That's the thing that I'm trying to get back on track.
He's got
somebody in his camp that is in his ear that want him to basically stay on the internet,
right.
And he can be the king of late night again.
Yeah, I think he could too.
Yeah, I know that he could.
He had a good following on Coast to Coast, and that was a screw-up.
Clear Channel canned him because
right.
his numbers were running between 1.2 million and 1.5 million
yeah.
on that Saturday program. George
right.
Nuri was only knocking down a quarter of a million to 300,000 a night.
Right.
And they saw who the greater talent was.
Right.
And that
right.
became a threat. I would think firing him and having the off chance that he might go fire up another show and get back on all those radio stations that he once was on would be a bigger threat than keeping him in the house.
I would think so.
You would think.
Thanks, John.
All right, Steve. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And I'm going to try to land a guest here, see if he's available tomorrow. I've spoken to him before. The guy is deep. So we might get ready. Get out your swim fins. And your nose plug. We might be taking a deep dive tomorrow on the National Intel Report. Thanks for being here. And when you show up tomorrow, try to bring a friend with you. The only thing they have to lose is their ignorance.